Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. American Soul premiered first, followed by Boomerang. Tonight, BET unveils Games People Play, the channel's third new scripted series of 2019. Can BET go 3 for 3 here? Executive producers Tracy Edmonds and Vanessa Middleton join me next in an internet radio exclusive live from Los Angeles. Also ahead, Fuse Media Meltdown and our classic trivia question this week. Hello everyone, I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker, and presented on the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised, brought to you by Audible.com, proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival, and the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book, 3 of them, when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details near the top of the hour. Delighted to have you with us on this special Tuesday version of the program All About Television. Second of 4 episodes this week, second of 3 back-to-back, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. 76 degrees, top of the hour here in New York, and I should say the bottom of the hour, too, as well, because we're having a very unique bottom of the hour launch of today's episode. Two great guests coming away live from the West Coast, and we invite you to be part of the program. All it takes, a phone call from you. So pick up your voice and use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio and Spreaker. And also open for business right now, our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And while the program is on the air, you can connect to others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon on your Blog Talk or Speaker screen. Follow the instructions. Other people can be live with you. Tracy Edmonds and Vanessa Middleton from Games People Play join us live from BET's Los Angeles offices after these news notes. An economic and subscriber meltdown has forced basic cable programmer Fuse Media to declare Chapter 11 bankruptcy. According to U.S. bankruptcy court documents Fuse filed last night, the owner of Fuse TV and sister network Fuse Music accumulated $242 million in debt versus $201.2 million in assets. Both services were dropped by Comcast, the nation's largest cable operator, 4 months ago. Verizon's Fios TV systems also pulled both channels recently. Result, 15 million less customers able to see Fuse's networks, reducing its overall subscriber universe from 61 million to 46 million currently. A reorganization plan is in the court's hands, with Fuse working to get itself emerged from Chapter 11 by the end of June. We'll keep you posted. Two developments today at Netflix. Gravity Falls executive producer Shion Takeuchi and Alex Hirsch will team up for Inside Job, a 20-episode workplace conspiracy tune. The series will produce at Netflix's Animation Center in Los Angeles, currently with a dozen projects underway. Takeuchi and Hirsch have separate multi-year development deals with Netflix. Elsewhere, What/If, the anthology series featuring Oscar nominee Renee Zellweger, will debut May 24th. Now, before we get to our guests, some news note quickies. WeTV will go forward with Life After Lockup this June. It's an offshoot of the network's popular Love After Lockup series, dealing with couples and their prison experience. Mark Wahlberg from Scripted TV Venture will produce a multi-part HBO miniseries on the rigging of McDonald's Monopoly game campaign of some time back, titled McMillions. The Good Fight will get a 4th season via CBS All Access next year. And MTV has its host for its annual Movie and TV Awards June 17th. Kurt Shazam, and former Chuck star Zachary Levy. Yes, a host for both mediums. And that is news notes for today. Been a big year so far for BET, and it's only mid-April. First up, they had American Soul premiere in February. A couple weeks later, Boomerang, based on the hit Eddie Murphy movie, co-produced by Halle Berry and Lena Waithe. And now, tonight, the third original scripted miniseries comes to that network. It's called Games People Play, and designed as a guilty pleasure. Joining us live from BET offices in Los Angeles in a special pre-premiere exclusive interview, executive producers Tracy Edmonds and Vanessa Middleton. Tracy and Vanessa, welcome in.
Hey.
Hi, thank you.
Excited to be here.
I am sure. We thank you both for taking the pre-premiere time to be with us. And Tracy, we'll start with you. What's it like to, have the latest BET show go on tonight, but also you get a great lead-in, the long-awaited movie finale of Being Mary Jane?
Well, I mean, we're really just excited about delivering a hot, sexy show that I think viewers are going to quickly be addicted to, and it's going to be everybody's new guilty pleasure, because we have a lot of sexiness, drama, you know, oh my God moments. Every episode ends on a cliffhanger, and viewers are going to really fall in love with these characters. We have a beautiful cast and some really awesome storytelling, and you know, we're excited to be delivering something fresh.
Vanessa, what makes this guilty pleasure a good pleasure to be involved with?
I think it's just something that you want to watch and you think about and you can't wait to the next episode. I think people are going to find us along the way and want to stream us and binge us. And I think you get to that point where you want to, you know, be a pleasure and not even feel so guilty about it. I'll feel good about watching this. So I think this will be at the top of everybody's list.
We have a viewer in our chat room. Welcome in. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. That's where you can find our room. Simon Apple 04 by name. So put something in the room if you have a question or comment for our guests. Or give us that call, 646-652-2906. Tracy, how did the series happen?
Well, you know, this is based on a best-selling novel called Games Divas Play, written by Angela Burt Murray. And this is the second project that she and I have worked on together. But it's really, it's the story of, like, what is the price you have to pay for living the so-called high life and for living the perfect life? You know, what are the sacrifices that you have to make behind the scenes to have that life? You know, what are the challenges? What are the secrets that you can't tell the public? And so it's really exploring that high life world from an insider's perspective. And we haven't really had a chance to see that before. And, you know, we're telling that story through the eyes of Marcus and Vanessa King, who were high school sweethearts and had a loving relationship, and then move out to LA and live that high life out here, and, you know, soon start seeing everything fall apart. And it's, you know, can this couple make it? Can this family stay together? And, you know, what are all the secrets and lies and games being played along the way?
Vanessa, for you, what is important in order to make a guilty pleasure show, admittedly like this one, work?
I think everything has to come together, and I think that happened with us. I think from the very beginning, the book was very popular. Tracy was very committed and hands-on creatively in terms of the way she helped guide the writing of it, the casting of it, insisting that we had an opportunity to shoot in Los Angeles. We have a very bright, beautiful, and talented cast, and it's, you know, some familiar faces, some up-and-comers, but it's people that you want to watch. It's characters that you'll be invested in. It's storylines that are familiar and then unfamiliar, because we give you a behind-the-scenes look on a lot of things that will have you attracted, I think, and attached to it creatively and viscerally in terms of wanting to know what happens, but then also kind of personally and emotionally getting drawn in to say, you know, what would I do in that situation?
Mm-hmm. Tracy, Angela is with you as an executive producer, as well as the person who came up with the concept and the novel by which it's based. What kind of things did she suggest to you and Vanessa about how to executive produce this, how to develop the storyline? Because it's not just one storyline. It's like a multitude of storylines that people will see starting tonight.
Well, you know what? This is the second project Angela and I did together. And she is, you know, she's really a wonderful person to work with creatively, because she establishes the characters in her books. But then when you adapt her books to TV, she allows the showrunner and the executive producers to really kind of carry it forward and to dive deeper into these characters and give the characters even more layers than, you know, than they had in the book, because we have more time now to explore who these characters really are. And, you know, I have to give it up to Vanessa here, who I'm looking at right now, who, as our showrunner, took those characters from the book and then just kept going, you know, down that rabbit hole of their lives and, you know, unfolding their personalities and giving us even more layers to explore in this TV series. And she's done such a phenomenal job. And it was so exciting for me to kind of sit through our first table read and to, you know, listen to these actors breathe life into all of these characters. And so it's, I think we've got some magic with this TV series, and I'm so excited for everybody to see it.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, this, a lot of this deals with the world of professional basketball. And is there something that all of you as executive producers wanted to say about the nature of the game or the nature of how basketball deals with somebody's professional as well as private life?
We delved into it a little bit in terms of college sports. So one of the players has a college basketball scandal history that we get to in the middle of our season, and it's something that affected, because basically not everybody makes it. So our lead, Marcus King and Vanessa King, that's our lead couple. His best friend is a guy who didn't make it. So it's nice, even from our origin story, to show the struggles of what it is when everybody has that dream and all of the temptations and the pitfalls that you can fall into that can be a detriment to you reaching those heights. So as we watch Marcus, who did make it, and Kareem, who his best friend, and they played together in college, who didn't make it, it gives us an opportunity to delve into their characters. So we use basketball, professional and college sports, as a backdrop to explore their characters, but really it could almost, you know, apply to any profession, because everybody has that dream, and we're actually seeing somebody who made it and alongside somebody who didn't. So, you know, everybody can relate.
Games People Play is BET's third original new scripted series of this year. It premieres tonight at 10 p.m. East Pacific time, right after the long-awaited movie wrap-up of Being Mary Jane, a marvelous television series. I'm very happy that Deadline Hollywood Daily's Dominic Patton gave it a lot of credit and a lot of props in his latest review of what to watch out for this week. A great review if you haven't seen Deadline Hollywood Daily. We are speaking with the two people among the executive producers making this new series possible, Tracy Edmonds and Vanessa Middleton, both joining us live from BET's Los Angeles offices. This half hour on Tomorrow will be televised. Simon Applebaum with you live from New York. Glad to have you with us on this Tuesday afternoon. If you have a question or comment for both of our guests, make the phone ring, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by game. We have a 90-minute edition of our show coming your way tomorrow at our regular time, 3 p.m. New Pacific. And boy, we have a great guest lineup for you. First up, from HBO's critically acclaimed new miniseries, Gentleman Jack, that premiered last night, the executive producer, creator, co-writer, and director, Sally Wainwright. I've had the chance to see her in action when the show was screened in New York last week. I promise you, it'll be a very interesting interview. She's worked on this project for over 2 decades. And then a woman we've wanted to have on this show for a long time, the Tony-winning co-star of The Book of Mormon and the Fox series Proven Innocent, Nikki James. And finally, we'll introduce you to an HBO documentary miniseries next week, deals with perhaps the most unique sketch comedy troupe around. The troupe is called Asperger's Are Us. It's a quartet of men, all of whom are connected by having Asperger's syndrome. The director of this unique miniseries, Alex Lehman, will be with us. That's all coming up, 90 minutes for you, tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. You mentioned earlier, Tracy, that you had a chance to work with Andrew before. And what series did you do that, and what did you learn from that experience that you're bringing to this one?
Well, Angela had her first book, The Vow, adapted to a Lifetime movie with me called With This Ring. And so in The Vow, we took the central characters that were in the book and created a long-form TV movie. And, you know, we had a wonderful, you know, chance to just kind of, again, dive deeper into the characters that were in this book and also assemble, you know, another amazing cast. We had Gabrielle Union, we had Regina Hall, Eve, Jill Scott, create these characters for TV. And I mean, it was a great experience. And what I learned is that audiences are really, really hungry, A, for female-driven stories, and B, for characters that they can all connect to. And they're very interested also, too, in seeing lifestyles that they may not have a chance to live. And so, you know, we kind of, you know, are introducing kind of this L.A. high life lifestyle in this show that everybody's curious about but, you know, wants to know more about.
Vanessa, all three of these new BET series have one thing in common, which is newcomers playing major roles. For example, American Soul has the actor who plays Don Cornelius, who I hope will be up for an Emmy Award for Best Actor in the Series. He is so good in that role. He really does channel Don Cornelius if you've seen American Soul. Boomerang, another outstanding cast of newcomers. And the same thing with your series. How did you bring these newcomers together, especially the couple that are at the center of your series, played by Lauren London and Serenus Jackson?
I think the nice thing is, I think the casting-wise, we have a mix of established actors and newcomers, because Lauren London and Serenus Jackson are not newcomers really to our target audience. Lauren is an accomplished actress and has been doing this for quite some time. She had a breakout role in a movie called ATL a number of years ago, and she was also one of the leads in the later seasons of The Game on BET, and she carried that show. So she's been around a while. And Serenus is coming hot off of the series Insecure in a supporting role. So I think our main target audience is going to be familiar with them. I think they'll expand their fan base. But then in addition to that, what's nice when you have an ensemble is when you can have people like Kendall, who is well-known on Instagram, and he's just a standout. And we have Barry Brewer, who is a stand-up comedian out of Chicago. And then we have an actress named Karen Obalam. And she's primarily a theater actress, but she's got a lot of credit. She's a star. And then Parker McKenna-Posey, who people will know from My Wife and Kids as a child actress, and she made that transition like gangbusters. So a lot of it is, number one, mixing familiar faces with some newcomers, and then also all of them have some accomplishments and some fan bases in their own right. I just think more people are going to get to know about them after the series.
Mm-hmm. And Tracy, the characters that both Parker and Karen play, the one played by Parker is an actress who is trying to struggle and make things work for herself. The other, Karen's character, is a blogger. And as their characters develop, what do you want to say about the world of acting or about the world of blogging or social media?
Well, I mean, let's take the character Nia first. Nia is a really smart, empowered, thoughtful career woman. You know, she's an aspiring journalist who, you know, mentally is really serious about her craft. You know, she's a smart girl. She wants to talk about social issues and things that are really relevant for making the world a better place. You know, but she's caught up now in the world of tabloid journalism and quickly learns that, you know, that the news world is changing and it's becoming more and more sensational. And, you know, we have a really interesting storyline because there are things that are going on in her best friend's life that she's being asked to cover, you know, in her new tabloid, you know, job out here. And so we're having a really interesting and fun exploration of, like, how this world is changing so much with journalism and also social media. Social media plays an important role on our show as well. And, you know, we all know that, you know, the world is becoming consumed by social media and, you know, interested in what everybody else is doing. And there are a lot of lies and smoke and mirrors and stuff that are, you know, being done through social media and, you know, the perfect life that people want to paint through social media is all BS. And so we explore, you know, social media and how it's impacting, you know, households and relationships and all of that, you know, on the show as well. And in terms of acting, you know, we talk about how hard it is, you know, being an actress out here in LA, and we keep it real. And it, sadly enough, it's not all about talent anymore. It's about how many followers do you have on social media. So we kind of like, you know, we live this life that we're exploring out here, you know, on the show. And so we keep the storylines authentic. We keep the characters authentic. And, you know, we keep the whole world authentic.
Tracy, way back when, you did a wonderful show, Soul Food, based on a famous movie for Showtime. It ran several seasons, and it was one of the first television series to really showcase the contemporary Black or contemporary African-American experience. Now here you are, and you are part of a network that has had a tremendous time so far in terms of scripted television, with American Soul, with Boomerang, and before that with Being Mary Jane, which was a long-running hit like Soul Food. And you're also at a time when we are now seeing more women of color, people of color get new shows off the ground. And we're trying to see more of that African-American experience. A great example of that is the Chi on Showtime, dealing with life in the South Side of Chicago. Compare your experience with Soul Food with what you are seeing now in terms of diversity in television.
Well, I mean, I think Soul Food, the movie, and even Soul Food, the series, they were both created during a time when there were even less opportunities to tell stories of our color, excuse me, and especially empowered stories. You know, when I went out to pitch the movie Soul Food, we were rejected by every studio until the end because studios were not interested in seeing positive storylines about African Americans. They were used to seeing African Americans, you know, in gangs and being shot up and struggling. And so Soul Food had a chance to tell the story of a loving African American family that were dealing with challenges but still, you know, persevered and loved each other. And the stories that I like to tell, whether it's through Soul Food series or the movie With This Ring or the film that I did, Jumping the Broom, I like to tell empowered but, you know, real stories about African Americans. And I like to showcase them in all walks of life, you know, successful African Americans, you know, as well as struggling African Americans, so we can see diversity in lifestyles as well. And so all of our characters on this show, you know, are coming from different perspectives in African American lifestyle, and they all have different challenges. And I think audiences are going to be able to relate to at least one, if not more, of the characters that we're exploring, and really be able to kind of see that the grass is not always greener, you know, on the other side, and that we all deal with struggles and obstacles in our lives, and it's about the decisions we make in terms of how we handle them.
Mm-hmm. Vanessa, what do you think about being an executive producer at this time of television where we are seeing much more diversity in terms of not just content, but roles, who plays them, and in particular, the fact that we're seeing, as I mentioned, more women of color, more people of color getting the opportunity to produce shows and create shows and show their vision, which I mentioned Lena Waithe, who also is now involved with BET, taking her show, her pilot from TBS 20s to the medium later on this year. The Chi, Spike Lee, She's Gotta Have It. The new show, Rainy, that just premiered on Hulu, which is getting rave reviews for his performance, the fact of showcasing Egyptian-American family. We're just seeing on my block, also on Netflix, we're seeing more and more of these shows that have a distinct vision of contemporary life among people of color.
I mean, I think it's fantastic. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. It's gratifying. It's positive. I wish, I mean, I feel like, you know, everybody's catching up to something that, you know, we always knew is that, you know, people of different, you know, genders and races and orientations, you know, we all have a story to tell, and it's a relatable story. And I'm just happy that everybody is kind of catching up and giving, you know, more voices an opportunity to tell their stories, more actors an opportunity to shine. I'm enjoying everybody else's work. I hope they enjoy my work. I hope this can be on the forefront of some other, you know, things that need to go on for us right now. But I just feel like the world is catching up, and I'm glad I'm still doing this to be a part of it.
We're hearing Tracy Edmonds and Vanessa Middleton. They're two of the key executive producers of Games People Play, the newest BET original scripted series that premieres tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time over BET. And right before it, the final chapter of Being Mary Jane, two-hour original movie starring Gabrielle Union and crew. That starts at 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Tracy and Vanessa are joining us live from BET's offices in Los Angeles at the bottom of the hour right here on Tomorrow We Televise. Tommy Applebaum with you live from New York. We have a few more minutes with Tracy and Vanessa, so you have a call for them. Make it happen, 646-652-2906, or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Next week, we'll have a Monday and a Friday show, both at different times. Our Monday show will be with you 3 hours earlier, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. And one of our guests will be Andy Friendly. Yes, he's the son of the famous journalist who worked with Edward R. Murrow many moons ago on the classic CBS series See It Now. And Andy's had a very great career in television on his own. His latest work is a special documentary, I mean a very special documentary, coming to Discovery Channel called Liberation Heroes. It's a Holocaust special like none you've ever seen. And then coming up a week from Friday, we'll be with you from 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That will be 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific. And one of our guests will be the award-winning executive producer of the new National Geographic miniseries, The Hot Zone, Linda Orff. That's the miniseries dealing with the Ebola vaccine and the Ebola crisis, starring Juliana Margulies. So be sure to join us for Andy Friendly next Monday, Linda Orff from The Hot Zone next Friday. That's noon on Monday, Eastern Time, 4 to 5 on Eastern Time Friday, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Tracy, how do you, what of all the plot lines you had to deal with, what was the most fun one to do? The most guilty pleasure, most fun one to do, for whatever reason?
Which plot line? I think it's going to be the, I guess I should go ahead and tease now, but the Who Killed Kalinda.
Yeah, that was fun.
We have a murder that takes place in you know, the season premiere tonight, and everyone is connected to the murder victim. And so part of our, you know, story that we're going to be following this whole season is who killed Kalinda. Everybody has their own reasons and their own motivations, but it's going to be, that's going to be the guilty pleasures. Everybody tuning in every week to get the clues on who killed Kalinda.
Vanessa, it was mentioned earlier that there's going to be like a cliffhanger of that nature or something like it every episode. It reminds me of Empire, which one of the things that hooked me onto that show was the fact that they would have these crazy cliffhangers each and every episode. It was like, can you top this? Was that a challenge for both of you and the rest of your crew to come up with these cliffhangers and sort of do the can you top this syndrome?
Well, I mean, we weren't trying to top anybody, but it is a fun way to approach and a fun part of storytelling when you want to make audiences tune in and you want to make yourself tune in, because sometimes, you know, you respond to it, you're your first, you know, we're our first audience, whether it's us in the room or, you know, we had great support in execs, whether it's, you know, sharing, you know, outlines and, you know, seeing Tracy and wave her in, or we pitch something out and if she responds to it, it's like, oh, yeah, everybody will like it. And, you know, it goes all the way down the line in terms of our table reads and when our crew gets to it and our director gets to it. But I think everybody likes those little moments, whether it's the commercial break in the middle of the episode or the cliffhanger that makes you want to tune in the next week. It was a fun part of our process, and it was a nice kind of barometer when we'd be excited about something and we'd run it by, you know, everybody on our production team, and if they responded, then we think, okay, I think everybody else will love it.
You know, the other thing, too, just to add, is we had the fun of being at table reads with the cast and then hearing the scripts come alive for each episode and then seeing the cast cheer, you know, a lot of times at the end of at the table read, because the cast, that's our audience also, you know, that's the demographic we're going for. And they love the storytelling and love the script and love what their characters get to do. So they were a good barometer as well.
Tracy, while you wait to see how the audience responds to Games People Play and whether you go second season or not, are you and Vanessa going to team up on another project?
Yeah, I hope so. We're actually...
We better.
Yeah, I know. We're secretly working on another project.
Working on
together.
A master plan.
Yes.
There'll be more.
We had too much fun. This is like, you know, I call her my partner. And so, you know, we wake up at
I call her boss lady.
We wake up at 6 o'clock every morning and, you know, and basically, you know, join hands every day dealing with everything on the set and the storytelling and the cast and making sure that the show looked beautiful and great and sexy. And so Vanessa, I love her work ethic because she's just like me and she pays attention to every detail. And so we were involved in every aspect of this show, from the storytelling to the way that the show looks to making sure that, you know, we kept audiences engaged and glued to the screen.
Games Divas Play, the best-selling novel by Angela Burt Murray, becomes Games People Play tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time on BET. And by the way, Angela Burt Murray is also one of the executive producers, together with Tracy and Vanessa. Check your local for when BET is available in your area on cable and satellite. For more details about the program online, go to BET.com. That's BET.com. And don't forget, 2 hours before, the big conclusion, movie length of Being Mary Jane, starring Gabrielle Union. That's tonight also, 8 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Tracy Edmonds, Vanessa Middleton, executive producer on Games People Play. Thank you so much for coming aboard right before your premiere tonight. Congratulations on getting your new series off the ground. Hopefully it's the beginning tonight of a great and wonderful run. We really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much having us. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, Tracy, Vanessa. Same here. Have a great, great time tonight and all the very best.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Tracy Edmonds, Vanessa Middleton, joining us live from BET offices in Los Angeles. We'll have more tomorrow, Utah Live, for you, but first, we pause at the top of the hour for web identification. This is www.blogtalkradio.com and www.speaker.com, your home for the best internet radio on the planet, with more than 35 million listeners around the world every month and growing. BET is your home for MVP, Most Valuable Talk. Check it out tonight, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, only on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. And don't forget, that's BTR 24/7 at YouTube.com. Welcome back to more of Tomorrow We Televise. Well, those of you just joining us at the top of the hour in our special time period today, 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. Tom, I have one with you live from New York. You came with us at a very good time, even though you missed our interview with the folks from Games People Play on BET. You're right on time for our classic trivia question of the week. We have two prizes in play for you, including the new Gentleman Jack book, based on the HBO miniseries that premiered last night. We'll give you the question and the prize in play after we get you these words from the fine folks at Audible.com. There's a very unusual book that's out now by a terrific writer named Sophia Jagoria. It's called The Murmur of Bees. It's a very unusual story, and it goes beyond being an animal story. It's a people story, too. And you can get it in audio form right now with a trial run to Audible.com. Remember, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. There's over 180,000 titles to choose from, including the growing catalog of Audible Originals, original audio productions made especially for Audible.com, plus one-woman, one-man shows, regional theater, off-Broadway, and Broadway productions. And you can listen to any of that on any device, including wherever you are hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, iHeartRadio. All you got to do is sign up for a one-month trial. You get three free audiobooks, including two from the Audible Originals catalog. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/televise. That's audibletrial.com/televise. And you get that one-month trial, you get those three free audiobooks, and you get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com. So if you've ever wondered what's it like to hear imagination at work, well, go to audibletrial.com and hear for yourself how audible.com can transform the way you hear the world. That's audibletrial.com/televise. And now it's time for our classic trivia question of the week. We have two prizes in play. We launched the question yesterday. And by the way, we had somebody, one of our previous winners did come up with the answer, but we want to make sure that we have more people as possibly a chance to win. So anyway, let's give you the question right now. And our two prizes are Gentleman's Back, The Real Ann Lister, based on the miniseries that premiered last night on HBO, with a wonderful performance, by the way, in the lead role of Ann Lister by Saran Jones. I think she's going to get an Emmy Award nomination, by the way, for Best Actress in the miniseries. And Sally Rainwright, who did the foreword of the book, will be with us live tomorrow at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern New Pacific. She will be our lead guest. So you can win this wonderful Gentleman's Jack book. Also, a brand new novel that was published today called Delta 5. That's Delta/5. It's all about asteroid mining in space by Dennis Suarez. Many people in the know call him the new Michael Crichton of unique speculative literature. Here's the question. Name a 1950s television series starring Boris Karloff as a London-based detective. Name a 1950s television series starring Boris Karloff as a London-based detective. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And don't forget, when you email, along with the answer, enclose your full name and your full email mail address so that if you're the winner, we get the prize out to you as ASAP. Let me do the question one more time since we have the time. Name the 1950s television series starring Boris Karloff as a London-based detective. And by the way, here's another clue. You can see an episode or two of that series on YouTube. Again, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget, enclose your name and your full mailing address. And if you missed the question a moment ago, don't worry. We'll post it tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. And if we don't have a winner by tomorrow's show at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, we will repeat the question again. But remember, in order to win, you got to play in, so do so. Two great books in play, and they can be yours with a correct answer. Before we tell you about our guests tomorrow and wrap things up for the day, we have a shout-out to give. It's a shout-out I wish we didn't have to give, but I think we do. Many of you know David Milch, the brilliant writer-producer of Hill Street Blues, of NYPD Blue with Stephen Boschko, and more recently Deadwood, whose long-awaited wrap-up movie that Milch wrote will be presented on HBO next month. We're giving the shout-out because earlier today, the Hollywood Reporter noted that Milch has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease at the age of 74. We're happy to say that David is taking his situation in the best stride he can. He is all set to give this the fight of his life, and I have a hunch he is going to give it the fight of his life. So once again, a shout-out to David and his family. Hang in there. We know Alzheimer's is a tough nut to crack, but it's getting cracked every day thanks to wonderful research that's going on by the Alzheimer's Foundation, other organizations as well. And let's hope that David can have many, many more years of great writing and contribution to television. And again, the Deadwood movie wrap-up will be next month on HBO. And all our best to David and his family. And that will do it for today's Tomorrow We Televise. Again, thank you to our wonderful guests from Games People Play, Tracy Evans and Vanessa Middleton. Again, the show is on tonight at 10 p.m. Eastern Pacific Time. By the way, the following week, it will move to its regular time period of 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific Time. Tomorrow, we are back at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, the 90-minute show for you. First up, Sally Reinwright, the creator, executive producer, co-writer, and director of HBO's new miniseries, Gentleman Jack. Then, the Tony-winning co-star of The Book of Mormon, now the co-star of the Fox legal drama Proven Innocent on Friday night, Nikki James. We've wanted to have her for a long time. We finally have the opportunity to have her tomorrow. And we're also the director of a very unique HBO documentary miniseries coming your way next week, On Tour with Asperger's Our Us. It's about the sketch comedy tour whose members all have one thing in common. They're dealing powerfully with Asperger's syndrome. Director Alex Lehman will join us. This is a film, by the way, that will premiere at the Tribeca Film Festival before it runs on HBO in half-hour chunks next week. And then we'll be back also Friday with our fourth episode of this week. And don't forget, next week, our guest will include Annie Friendly, the executive producer of the new Discovery powerful documentary Liberation Heroes, and Linda Orff, the executive producer of the new Nat Geographic series dramatizing the Ebola crisis, The Hot Zone, with Julianne Margulies, award winner Linda Oaks. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed as well, make it very easy for you. Just go to our homepage anytime you like. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. www.blogtalkradio.com/televised. Check out the podcast of our show, available anytime you like also at iTunes, Apple TV, the Speaker Podcast app, and, of course, the iRadio Podcast Network. Go to iRadio.com, put Tomorrow We Televise in the search bar, click, and you are in. We love hearing from you. What do you think about our guest today? What's your thoughts where TV is at and where it's going, especially in the world of diversity among people of color, women, and women of color? We'd love to hear from you, so email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's how you get involved in our classic TV question of the week. And also, our regular feature is Show to Know, which we did yesterday. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention from anybody? Well, we want to feature it. Let us know what it is. And if we use a suggestion on the air, you get the credit. But all you got to do is email us, simonapple04@yahoo.com. You can also communicate with us by Facebook and on Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. However you communicate, we appreciate it. Why? Because what you say matters. And that's a very big deal. Oh, one more thing. I want to let you know the week from Monday, May 6th, Mark it down in your calendar. We will mark 10 years, a full decade, on Blog Talk Radio. We hope to have a very special guest joining us for most, if not all, of the program. That's Blog Talk Radio's 10th anniversary of Tomorrow Be Televised. That's a week from Monday, May 6th, at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Blog Talk Radio and Speaker. Tomorrow Be Televised, 10th anniversary episode on BTR. The views expressed in this program are those of the participants, not only those of Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, and iHeartRadio. Our production associate at Blog Talk is Candace Williams. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonsberg, executive content producer. The co-founders of this enterprise, Alan Levy and Bob Cherish. Tomorrow Be Televised is brought today by Audible.com, an Amazon company and proud development partner of the annual New York Television Festival happening later this year. Remember, Audible transforms the way you hear the world. For a trio of free audiobooks and a one-month trial, audibletrial.com/televised. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a wonderful rest of your Tuesday, a great start to the midweek, and we'll catch you back here at our regular time for the 90-minute edition, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, you know where, Blog Talk Radio Speaker, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to the rest of today and early tomorrow, please make it safe and make it great. Until next time, stay well and stay tuned.